You're listening to the WHO podcast for the week of August 20th, 2007. I'm Christine McNabb. In this episode, the search for the source of a fatal hemorrhagic fever. WHO scientists hunt for Marburg clues in bats in Uganda. WHO issues new guidance on malaria nets. And Bangladeshis affected by the monsoon floods need more medicines. The latest outbreak of a rare and fatal hemorrhagic fever in Uganda has renewed the search for the source of the disease. Marburg is a virus in the same family as Ebola. There have been only 7 known outbreaks in recent history, all but one in Africa. Despite years of study of the virus, scientists don't yet know the reservoir for Marburg. The latest outbreak in western Uganda is believed to be contained. There, a gold mine worker and one person he was in contact with were infected. The mine worker died. Now, a team of experts are at the mine. Every night, wearing full protective gear, they are capturing bats who live in the mine and studying them to find out if they are the source of the disease. Dr. Pierre Fromanty, a WHO expert conducting the studies, talked to reporters from the Ugandan laboratory about 300 kilometers from Kampala.
We are a team of 8 persons today, staff from NICD South Africa, from CDC Atlanta and WHO. We are starting to go to the mine around 5 o'clock in the afternoon to set up the nets. We are not netting inside the mine. In fact, we are netting. There is an open cast with 2 galleries where the bats are going out to go in the forest, because this mine is in the middle of a rainforest. So we are netting, we are capturing the bats in the open cast where there is the entrance of the mine. We have been visiting in the past 2 or 3 times the mine to have a look and to understand the phone in the mine and to understand how it works, where the cases have been working in the mine. When we go in, we are wearing face mask respirator, and we are wearing face shield together with a gown and gloves. And boots, of course.
Dr. Fromanty and his colleagues then take the bats to a laboratory where they dissect them to examine their organs and take blood samples. The bats will soon be sent to laboratories in South Africa and to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, where they will be more fully tested for Marburg. If you'd like to see and learn more, there are exclusive photos of the Ugandan Marburg bat study on WHO's website, www.who.int. As the floodwaters begin to recede in parts of South Asia, WHO announced that it is working quickly to replenish badly needed stocks of life-saving medicines in Bangladesh. Before the floods, WHO had pre-positioned oral rehydration salts, antibiotics, and intravenous fluids, anticipating a rise in diarrhea and other diseases which are common during the monsoon flooding in the country. Bangladeshi health authorities are treating about 1,000 people with diarrhea every day and say that more than half of these people are severely dehydrated. WHO warns that diarrheal infection can spread quickly in these conditions and therefore is educating people about how to purify water and to ensure personal hygiene. WHO is also concerned about the scarcity of safe drinking water as sources have been contaminated by the flooding. About 5 million people in Bangladesh are affected by the floods. Mosquito bed nets have long been proven to be an effective guard against malaria. Insecticide-treated nets have traditionally been targeted at those most at risk, pregnant women and young children. However, new data from Kenya shows that when long-lasting insecticidal nets are widely and freely distributed to cover everyone in the community, death and illness from malaria can drop dramatically. This study, combined with other WHO research, supports WHO's new guidance. Dr. Pierre Guillet, who is in charge of vector control in WHO's malaria program, says that countries in Africa in particular should now distribute free or highly subsidized long-lasting insecticidal nets to the entire community. He says this can have a dramatic impact.
It means for public health that we are looking at ITN now deployment at a much wider scale, and we are also looking at malaria prevention not only with the objective to protect those that are the most at risk, but to protect the entire community in order to basically first reduce the burden of disease, but more than that, more ambitious target, to progressively reduce incidence and hopefully one day eliminate malaria.
Malaria currently kills more than 1 million people every year, most of them young children in Africa. Thanks for listening to the WHO podcast. For more information about these stories and other global public health issues, visit the WHO website at www.who.int.